Good evening. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. Congress star campaigner Priyanka Gandhi commenced her Ganga Yatra on a boat from Sangam. Although the first leg of her voyage was a brief one, crossing the river on a rowing boat from Sangam to Arail Ghat, she started her three-day campaign after worshipping Ganga at Sangam. Earlier on her arrival in the city on Sunday night, after which she spent the night at Swaraj Bhavan, the ancestral home of Nehru's, she arrived at Sangam on Monday. Days after the SP-BSP combine announced that Mayawati and Akhilesh Yadav would launch their Lok Sabha election campaigns from Deoband, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath on Sunday said he would kick off his own from the historic Shakambhari Devi temple in Saharanpur, just 40 kilometers away. Speaking at an event here, he said the alliance's choice of Deoband was an indication of its orientation and priorities. The CM is expected to visit the temple on March 25th after the last date for withdrawal of nominations. The visit of the BJP saffron mascot to the Shakambhari Devi temple comes in sharp contrast to SP-BSP RLD Troika, who have zeroed in on Deoband, also in Saharanpur, housing Asia's biggest Islamic seminary, to launch the election campaign on 7th of April. Jet Airways will, from Monday, suspend all its flights to and from Abu Dhabi, the base of Etihad, which has 24% stake in it, and from whom fund infusion is awaited for Jet to survive. In a notice, Etihad Airport Services warned passengers of minor disruption due to the short notice of flight cancellation. Jet Etihad combined is in past few years the largest in terms of flying people in and out of India. A significant number of Jet's passengers on flights to and from Abu Dhabi are those who are travelling between India and the West, like Europe, Africa and North America. The interim suspension of Abu Dhabi flights means these transit passengers will also be affected. A 35-year-old Israeli man was nabbed by officials at Indira Gandhi International Airport when he entered the premises using a forged ticket. He told the cops that he had come to Delhi to meet a relative, who was leaving for another country on Saturday. To spend an extra 10 minutes with his relative, he made a fake ticket and entered the airport to see him off. Police said that the man was identified as Inbal Zadok. Zadok showed an edited flight ticket bound to travel from Delhi to Heathrow. When questioned, Zadok even tried convincing the security personnel that the tickets were not fake, but later confessed to having edited the ticket and was arrested while his relative flew back home.